Good morning.
Good afternoon. Good evening. It's nobody in particular looking at the belt of Orion east of my location in Phoenix. 4 o'clock in the morning. Nobody in particular, just a regular person, an old guy. And today, right now, reconciling, it's hard to say what the title will be. But it's a matter of coming to grips with the fact that I'm observing the death process. That I think I kept pushed aside for a while, maybe as long as I could. You know, just being action-oriented and keeping myself focused on keeping her alive and providing for her. But it's coming in focus that this has been watching a death process all along, and I haven't been hiding from that. I've done my mourning and my grieving and my hurting and my worrying and my being afraid. I've done that all. It's part of the record in my brain and in my memory, and perhaps in hers, but where I'm going right now is that as I look at her, and as she's advancing in her possibly actively dying stage, I need to celebrate that. I need to be there continuously, and I am. I'm rarely very far away. Go to the grocery store once in a while, dispensary. But I'm usually within the confines of the property. And as I watch her slip away, and sometimes I want to pull her back, and I want to be back where we were, and I think that's natural. It's not a shame for me to think of how we were, nor is it a shame for me to think of how it has been over the past 9 years, nor is it a shame to admit that the progression has sometimes been excruciating. That her will to live is a monument to the human spirit, the soul, to love, because I'm hoping that she stayed longer because of the love she was getting. I'm hoping that's the case. There's no telling. She's maintained her good humor, smiles, kissing. Her tenderness has never wavered. So I'm celebrating. Celebrating realization, celebrating reconciliation, celebrating the love of my life. Oh, and a shout out to Mark, to Mr. Price. Let's see if you hear this one. All right. Nobody in particular. Another day. Life. We had another day together. We got kisses. We just had kisses a few minutes ago. I love my Stevie. To all of you who are, have been, will be in this sort of a situation, my heart extends to you, and my love extends to you, because that love is about what's going to keep you going sometimes, just if you got a spark of it. It's not easy. Never gonna be easy. Not supposed to be easy. Not for us. My job's to make it easy for her. I'm nobody in particular. I have a great, great crew of caregivers who absolutely understand and care. Some of the finest people in the world walk in here to take care of my darling. And I truly and deeply appreciate them. And for those friends who visit, family that visits, thank you. You made memories for yourself and healing and for her. She knew you were here. Because she's not dead yet. It may be the process, but we're not dead yet. I'm nobody in particular, James Zediker. Like, subscribed, whatever. I appreciate that sometimes my voice is heard around the world. Because there's a whole bunch of nobody in particulars out here. Like, billions of us. Love to all y'all.